Blog Talk Radio.
The Conquering and Lion shall break every chain. The Conquering Lion shall break every chain. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering
Yamen believe in
the 12 laws of nature, and we'll be dealing with the second law of nature, which is the laws of opposite, which means that everything in creation is a dualist system, meaning for it to reproduce or regenerate itself, it has to be electro and magnetic energy has to be there, meaning it has to be male and female, hot and cold, whatever, all the way up on. This is called the teaching of Yah. The Mason. A Mason, according to the dictionary, we got to get some definition of words so we won't be guessing of what the word means or what it is, because I always believe that ethnology is speaking, then we don't be guessing about nothing, because documentation beats all conversation. A Mason is how, the definition is have to do with the Freemasons. Now, this is what a Mason is. He's called a Freemason. There are two kinds of Masonic knowledge. They have an esoteric and an exoteric knowledge also in the Masonic order. The Masons, the Freemasons, is the Germanic race of people's lodge. These are the people that mix they see with the Anunnakis. In other words, I break it down to you like this. The word human means colored man. Being means one who has come into existence. A human being is a, that's what a human being is. You had to have melanin in your skin to have become a human being. The human beings that was in the Caucasus Mountain of Japheth's children mixed they see 50,000 years ago with the Anunnakis. And when this happened, another being came into existence on Earth known as the Neanderthal man. He was named this by his brothers, Ashkenazi. He was called a Neanderthal man. And he became a kind of man, which was, they call, a subhuman. And he was a kind of man that became part of mankind. And we know this today in 2014 to know that this person, these human beings of Magog, Gog, and Tubal and Javan, those children mixed they see with the Anunnakis, causing them to become albino men. And the albino man is who we're going to be talking about, Freemasonry, when we talk about Masonry, the ancient mystic orders is ancient. They came out of, Freemason came out of this by them during the period of time of them conquering the colored race of people as they did their travels, and you know of their conquering. Gnostic, the G in the Masonic that you see, this big G, and it doesn't stand for God, because they don't believe in gods. We'll get to that in a fifth minute. It's Gnostic, a mystic and philosophical doctrine of early Christianity. Gnostics claim that knowledge rather than faith, salvation, believing, praying to gods was the key to life mystery, and that knowledge came from deep mind control to do the will of life's nature and the 12 laws of nature. This is what the Gnostics believed in. And they disagree with the teaching of Paul, which is deal with faith and salvation and praying to a God. They didn't do that. This is why you had to know who does G stand for in in the Masonic order now of the Germanic race of people. Mystical. Have some secret meetings beyond human understanding. The Gospel of St. John is the chapter of Christian mysticism. The Book of St. John, this is mystical, M-Y-S-T-E-R-I-C-A-L, look the word up. A mystery, craft or trade, hidden knowledge, esoteric knowledge, only for the initiated in the craft or trade. Demonism, deism, D-E-I-S-M is how it's spelled, the belief that God exists entirely apart from one world and don't believe in religion. Now, this is, and we got one more word we need to know, is rite, R-I-T-E, a solemn customary ceremony. The church has rites for marriage, burial, and baptism doctrines. So when you see the Scottish rite, the York rite, that rite on the end, you had to know which teaching is it coming out of. The ancient mysteries, before it was a religion, now before it was a Mason, it was called mysteries. The schools of mysteries. And in all periods of the dawn of history till about the 5th century, there is recorded that this existed in every known country. There was a secret society. The Anunnakis, that's the Germanic race of people. And we're going to separate them from us. We ain't going to call them white folks. We're going to call them what they are. The children of the Anunnakis. Every nation of people had their own belief in their God and how to build. Each nation of people had its master foundation of how to build it. And the ark was the key to building, but it seems that, like, when you study masonry and all the countries that the ancient mystery knowledge came out of, they all agreed upon how to initiate the first, the second, and third degree. It's all same. In Egypt, the mysteries was known as Osiris and Isaac. And if you study the white man's Masonic order, this appeared to be the mouth of all his lodges as we speak today. These lodges prevailed in Egypt, India, Persia, Phoenician, Greek, Rome, Gaul, Britain, and many other countries as we speak right now. The most ancient of these is, we can get a date back from Gould and Albert Pikes, says started at 3000 BC, and some were still flourishing in Western Europe in the late 4th century of the Christian era. These mystic schools, they weren't lodges now, this is the mystic school, and Christianity is known as the Elysian mysteries. You had to we did a show on mysteries, so you cats is hip to the mysteries. They all agreed, the Germanic race of people, they all agreed upon one thing. They all agreed that there was a God. They believed in gods. And the ancient belief was, did not believe in gods. But when we look at all the ancient mysteries of the Germanic race of people, and the word God is a Germanic word, they believed in gods. And Brother Gould and Brother Pikes, who wrote the history of the Masons that the Masonics in the modern day time say is the historian has written many things on this subject, and they had the God of light and true and ability. The Osiris of Egypt, they had the Burma of India, the Mitri of Persia, the Bacchus of Greek, the Baal of the Chaldeans, the Baalus of Gaul, Baal and Baal of the Scandinavians, the Adonis of Phoenicians, the Adonines of the Jews. They all agree that these was the same gods, each one of these nations, in a mystic order. In the mystic order, they agreed that all of them was the same God. This was taught to the initiative. The only thing that different, Brother Drew, is that the Holy Trinity that these gods teach deal with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The ancient deal with mother, father, children in that order. This is what the ancient, this is what Yahwehism taught. Yahwehism taught mother first, father second, and your offspring, children, came from that. But mother was number one, father number two. And the teaching of the Freemasons teaching, they teach Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They took the mother out of the picture and said that the female was evil. You know all the stories of Adam and Eve that comes through that Masonic order. See, the story of Adam and Eve got started at 4004 B.C. as a mystery, and it became a religion. And that's how we already done studied that. It seems that among pagan people of ancient time, a few superior minds and spirits were found who did not accept the idolatry notion of the populace or the acquisitors or the deities who searched constantly for the great book of nature. These was the people in the East. Now, we're talking Eastern Hemisphere history. We ain't talking about this stuff. All this stuff happened in the East, not the West. This is their history of these people that come over here and invaded us. This is and gave us this school of thoughts, which is theirs. It says that it seemed that most pagan people every one of them had their own gods and own belief and own Masonic order of how to build. It was strictly about building. First it was building, and then the second degree, it talks to you about, the first degree teaches you about agriculture. The second degree teaches you about building. So the only two things that you need as a nation of people is food and shelter. And the people that had the greatest nation was the great builders. And so when this white boy had to relearn how to build because of him mixing his seed with the Anunnaki, he had to conquer a black race of people, which the colored race of people. I won't say black, I say the colored race of people in the Divinity tribe of India was the first tribe that he conquered, which is where Hinduism started as the first religion. Hinduism became the first religion out of the schools of mysteries. And the Hindu religion has 330,000 different gods. But you had to understand, what do these people believe in worshiping statues, and what did what, and who believed what. But their concept of building, Brother Drew, of how to build, and the tools to use, they all agree that you had to use the compass and the square. This is ancient. The ancient used the compass and the square, the inside caliber, the outside caliber. So you had to go see what white folks had taken out of our order and created their orders and claimed that they invented it and theirs, and after they had renamed and conquered people under these orders, like in their style of Three Ruffins, you would understand how they did the people that they call African Americans. They put them up under the Three Ruffins. Well, this is knowledge that was hidden to the people, but not hidden anymore. In your Bible, you read in your Bible where it says that all the mysteries of God would one day be, everybody would know the mysteries of God. It wouldn't be no secret anymore. Well, we're living in this time because this is what we're studying right now, the teaching of the mysteries. Has been summarized that there's different, the diffusing a spirit of unity, human purify the soul from ignorance and pollution, secure the peculiar haze of the gods, the means of rising to the perfection of happiness and a holy life. This is what is taught with what nation of people. See, every nation of people has a own different belief. And when you start believing, what nation of people you believe in. Now, Mithraism is what is taught in the United States. If you say, I'm an American and I'm African American, you're up on the ways of white boy, you're a Christian, you're this and that. Well, you're worshiping Mithra. Mithra is your God, not Jesus Christ. Who is the original one? That's a renamed, translated God from another language. But who are you really worshiping? And what these people believe in, you had to go and understand what we're talking about right now. And that's Masonic knowledge. What is a Mason? The Jews, when you study Judaism, and I tell anybody, you got to study my grandpa. I'm very happy that my great-great-grandpa was a Jew because it made me have a very balanced teaching and upbringing as a young man to make me wonder about things and go out and research certain things. And when we get deep off into Judaism, and you have to get off into them because they're the chosen people of God of the East, and see what did they write versus what the other folks wrote, and you'll see that what he wrote is the truth. What the Jews wrote was the truth about his three brothers. To up into the standpoint, Brother Jew, that right now as we're speaking, if we take a deep look at the children of Japheth, are you there with me, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir.
Are you there, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, now listen to this real close, Brother Drew.
All right.
Because in 2014, you and I can truthfully say that Japheth's children, which is known as the Germanic race of people, as we speak, they are the only people that has weapons of mass destruction. And as we speak right now, they are the only people in the world that's getting ready to fight or fighting or has been fighting in the world. These brothers, these children of Japheth that mix they see with the Anunnakis, they are fighting. Every last one of them is fighting and arguing and threatening each other. See, World War III already done started, Brother Drew. It's just a scrimmage right now. They just scrimmaging with each other. And Magog and Gog, Great Britain and the United States, against Tubal and Gog. And that's Russia and Germany. And Russia owns all of the rights for electricity over there. So you spitting and spatting and Magog over here with a black president and just a talking and a popping and a stuff, and it ain't nobody but the children of Japheth. You've got no Hamitic or Semitic race of people that's arguing and bickering and ready to fight over here. But even Ashkenazi, as we speak, that's the Jew, he's fighting, but he's fighting a small war with the Palestinians. It ain't going to escalate like the one with Magog and Gog and Tubal. It ain't going to escalate like that one is, because, see, both of these nations got weapons of mass destruction. Ashkenazi will win in the end, because Ashkenazi is sitting back laughing, using the book called The Art of War, Sun Tzu's Art of War, and on his side he got Big Buddha and Little Buddha, meaning he got China and he got Korea, and he also has Allah on his side, all the Muslim country. Although he's fighting with some, but he got all the Muslim country. So Ashkenazi will win the war out of these brothers that's fighting right now, Brother Drew. And it all started with this signs and symbols of Masonic order of which one of these masons is supposed to rule the world. Because every nation of people, if you look at their logo on their signs, it's Masonic. It's the York Rite Masons. Each one of them got their Masonic knowledge, only because every nation of people have their own Masons that's made by the Germanic race of people. The ancient knowledge is different. It's altered. You could see that in what the ancient called the Trinity of life, and what the white boy called the Trinity of life. Which one makes sense, Brother Drew? I mean, which one makes sense? Can you create a child with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? And hell no. But you can create a child with the Mother, the Father, and you can create a, you can create that. And Mother is number one, because you had to understand that male energy is electro, female is magnet. And so you can see the female, but you can't see the male in creation. See, the creator is the female. And although I know some of them think that three times, 3 weeks out of a month, my dad is saying that they are man, but 1 week out of a month, they know they are, because they be bleed. That you know you're a female and not a man. And my daddy used to tell all dykes that, he wouldn't tell them quick. But you had to know this knowledge, Brother Drew, and you had to be able, so you could see right now what's going on in the world. I just hip you to what's going on or who fighting. Anybody listening to this show or listening to this lecture, you can see for yourself that the people that's fighting is your fast children. And go into the 10th chapter of Genesis, and you'll find out who they Bible, and find out who these children are, and trace the history of them. You can do this real quickly on your cell phone when you get off into it. Now let's go into one of the most quoted scriptures in the Christian is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, that's the most quoted scripture of the Bible. So let's go and see what do the Masons believe about the Word, which I find very, very exciting to see where they put this switcheroo on you, brother Drew. And the Word, they call it the lost Word, the lost word is ancient. What did the ancient believe? Now, on this lesson of what the word is, and it starts with the ancient, not with what the white boy, he didn't revise this one because it's ancient. Now, he camouflages it in his lodge to let you know that when you become a third-degree Mason, Brother Drew, every third-degree Mason out there that hit my voice that became third-degree Mason in any Germanic race of people, Lord, know that if when you became the third-degree Mason, you had what was known as the substitute word. You did not have the word. And everything in creation is a word. And we come to the consideration of the most abstract concept of Freemason. The allegories of a search for the lost word is not a search for any particular word. In fact, it is not even a search for a word at all. The expression, the word, had signified to the Jews and other ancient races, which is hard for us to comprehend, while not strictly accurate, we shall not be far wrong in saying that to the ancient mind, the word signified all truth, particularly divine truth. To us, the most striking and familiar scripture in your thing is when John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and God was the Word. John did not announce any new doctrine because that was familiar with everybody in that day and period in time. The only thing that was unfamiliar was is that he identified this doctrine to Jesus the Christ and called it a new word. And it was not to no such thing as a new word, nor would the expression or the idea by any man confined to the Jew. It belonged nearly to all ancient philosophy. Among the Greeks, it was called logo, a term derived from the Greek word lego, the same root from which the word logic, the name of that science by which determined mortal truth, come from. So when you hear them speaking about, oh, the word it is, well, the Christians, they go crazy over this. And the word, under the development of philosophy, particularly with Philo, Agape, Stogate, and all of these, it became synonym manifested to the power of a great deity. It's not the clarity of the meaning of what was often to St. John. The Masonic search for the word symbolizes the search for truth, not for divine truth, but the truth of creation, which deals only with the 12 laws of nature and not with no religion and plan to know God. When you had to go to a higher knowledge to get the true word to understand this in the Masonic knowledge, Brother Drew. And when we can understand what the Masons believed in and what they taught, then and what came out of them, and one of the most familiar thing that came out of them, which most men back in the day, they wasn't in it because they had to get a charter from and run up under a Masonic temple, was the Eastern Star. But I just happened to be the grandson of two Eastern Stars, and I got their books, and they had taught me the Eastern Star before they got up out of here. And as a young man, as a young boy, they would be babysitting me, and I would be listening, because you couldn't speak when you was with the around old folks. And if you could they wanted you sitting in the room, you had to have the hush mouth. And you didn't sit on the divan, you sit on the floor with the hush mouth. And you didn't ask no questions, especially when they was in the missionaries, all of them was Eastern Star, having they meeting. But if we look at all of the Germanic race of people, all of their lodges came out of Islam, Brother Drew. Every last one of them, they higher knowledge. They say they went to Mecca to find higher knowledge, which they did in mathematics and arithmetic. Most of your school system that you have in the white folks' school system come from the Muslims. And the African Americans, they don't know that. It come from somebody that believed what you believed in. The Muslim gave the white boys down there everything that they got, mathematics, astrology, and everything. They got it from the Muslim. That's why when you go to the highest form of white boys, Freemasons, you don't see no cross. You don't go down there on Maple Street where the Shrine Hospital is. You don't see no cross on that up there. You see the sign of Muhammad. They become Muslims. And out of that came some women. They started a movement around about 1800s. It go back further than that, the known as the Eastern Star. And in the European chapter, the Eastern Star moved to the next degree, which is Daughters of the Nile. And this is when they go into the Islamic part of it. And the first three degrees, when you're in the Masonic order, the Bible and the Quran is in there, but when you go further, the Bible go out of the lodge after the third degree. The Bible's taken out of the lodge, because in the North Country, according to the Masons in the North, there's no junior warden or senior warden in the North, because the North, it was nothing but darkness up there. It was dead. It's Hades, according to them. The people up there was cavemen. They were Neanderthals that lived up there. They had no knowledge up there, so all the knowledge was in the north, the south, and I mean the south, the east, and the west is where they found knowledge. This is we read where they say, how you traveling from east to west? While you're traveling from east to west, the gospel of God came from the east to the west. What is the working tool of your profession? That is of the square and the compass. They tell you this in their ceremonies and their rituals and their rites. In the African chapter, they move into either the daughters of the Sphinx or the daughter of Isis. The original chapters was Arabic, like the Shriners, not Egyptian. Their chapters was known as the Sisters of Fatima, the Shrine Ladies, the Orders of the Eastern Star, is on the path to becoming the Daughters of Isaac, and then the Sisters of Fatima, the Shrine Ladies. Secret society initiated the Masonic Order. The admission of females as members was first organized for the European in France about the year 1730 A.D., The European French chapter still exists in France and in other parts as a distant rite. Remember what the definition of that word, up until 1870 when they was disbanded. The Moorish sisterhood called the Daughters of Zakaz, Hagar, predates it. A secret sisterhood also called the Secret Hands of Fatima, or Sisters of Our Ladies of Fatima, is still an underground sisterhood who was also called Sibyls that exist today worldwide amongst the Muslims. They were always known as the, also known as the sheep of mother and the mother of the lamb. Now, Brother Drew, you with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay. You remember when they went into Afghanistan and the women whooped Russia's butt? That's these women that they were like, that secret thing that we're talking about here amongst the female. And so we're going to get off into this. I know we're getting close to time, right, Brother Drew?
Yeah, about five more minutes.
Yeah, and the symbolize of the daughter, the widow, the sister, the mother in the Eastern Star. This is where you had to understand each one of these symbolic meanings. What did they mean? What did they were standing for? What their color was, and what each sign and what who was this and who was that. This brings into the knowledge of who the widow was, who was Ruth of the Bible, and she was classified as the widow. And Ada is a Hittite who is the daughter of Elam, meaning oak, which linked to the Druids, men of the oaks. Elam, who was a Hittite, was on the cursed seed of Canaan. You find that in Genesis 9:25, Leviticus 13:14-33. Adar was one of the three wives of Esau, the second Adar. So all of this is tied in with the Bible and with the Quran. Also, all Masonic orders is. You just had to know which part of it was Masonic and which part of it was not when you're reading it, because if you don't understand what the Masons have done, then you can't understand nothing now, Brother Drew. You can't have no absolute knowledge. So when you tie in all of this, and you get a good working knowledge of it and understanding, then you understand how we have been genocized and how we have been taken to the level that we had up under these three ruffians. And so I want everybody to have a working knowledge of who the Masons is, because you duff these people off as, oh, it ain't nothing. The Great Seal of the United States, oh, that ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. Listen, they control the world right now, and you ain't part of them. So what part do you play in that society that's up under that Masonic order? That's what you have to be worried about in 2014, because these brothers that up under these brothers that's been in the fight right now, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, and scrimmaging with each other right now, they up under Masonic orders. And brother, if you don't know what Masonic orders they up under, then you don't know which one gonna win. What part do you play in that Masonic order? Because if you ain't with them, you're a part of them. So they have a certain goal and effort for you in their society, because you're not part of their society. You don't have your secret society, because you're not a nation of people if you are African-American. You're not a nation of people. You are an emancipated slave in a nation. So you had to know that if this happened, if that happened, what's going on? I mean, the Jews tell you that you can come out of her and they give you some land like they did Benjamin. You come over there and be with them. You got to out if you want to get out. You can stay with these people and go down with them because they're getting ready to fight, Brother Drew. We see that right now. And they the children are just bad, and you can't call me no lie on what I'm saying. You can't